Thanks for tuning into Faith Church Podcast. We're a church that believes in getting people connected, seeing families grow, and lives being changed. We hope that this message will speak to you today. It's all in our hearts, and I believe you're going to love it. Let's get to it.
Who believes that tonight is a night that you are meeting with your tomorrow? The blessing that God has for you is in this moment. That tomorrow will not be like today. Tomorrow will be the dawning of a new day. For weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Do you believe that's true for you? Say amen. Oh, y'all. I thought I was in West Palm Beach for a minute because I thought St. Louis had a lot more energy than there. Are you telling me that you drop the kids off or double seated? Because I can see there's not even enough seats where y'all are sitting. You're sitting two in a seat. You got away from your husband. You put on your cute jeans. You donned your lipstick. And you're going to come in here and go, yay. I thought I was at I Am Woman. Excuse me. Excuse me, am I at I Am Woman tonight? Woo! That's what I thought we were at tonight. You know what, tonight, I can't even tell you about today. I had about 4 whole hours sleep last night. You had one of those nights? I like had 4 whole hours sleep, so I was like, I don't know, you know, how today is going to go. I don't know if I'm going to have the energy. I tell you what, I feel like I could run through a troop, jump over a wall, because the Holy Ghost can give you energy when you have no energy. He can do a thing when you can't do the thing. You are so much better with the Holy Ghost than you are by yourself at your best any single day of the week. Does anybody thank God for the Holy Ghost? So the bad news is I didn't get any sleep. The good news is I was meeting with Jesus. And I was like, okay, God, I'm going to do this thing tonight without crying because I do not want to ruin my mascara at a women's event. I want to look cute. But he said, I want you to meet the women in their night season. He said, we rebranded. It's I Am Woman. These one night events, now they're I Am Woman nights. And I thought, okay, I Am Woman Nights, we're going to boogie, we're going to party. And he said, yeah, we're going to boogie, we're going to party, and we're going to meet people in their pain. And we're going to grab them, and we're going to pull them up to their promise. And this is our spring event, and I hate the nights in February. They are long. You go to work and it's dark. You work all day. You go back out to your car and it's dark again. Give a girl some vitamin D, would you? I'm like, seriously, God, I will leave my Christmas lights up until Valentine's Day. And I am such a freak about finding light anywhere. I can tell you the one restaurant in St. Louis that leaves their Christmas lights up until Valentine's Day. And then Valentine's Day, they put all red lights on the Christmas trees to celebrate that holiday. It's Sam's Steakhouse. It's on Grabois Road. I'm not lying right now. I'm telling the truth. But the Lord, if you've got your Bible right now, the Lord gave me a scripture for you tonight. I will remain confident in this. I don't know where you're at, but you could tell me. You could get on Instagram right now and you could DM me. You could go on NicoleCrank.com/letstalk and tell me right now. I don't know where you are, but God knows where you are. And there's no situation that this verse does not apply to. So whatever the enemy tells you, do not exclude yourself from this situation, because God himself met with me and I sat there and I don't know, were you on Wake Pray Slay this morning at 7 a.m.? We'll go back to that verse. Don't worry, I'm giving you time to get your paper out. I could not stop crying. And there was this one rude person on Facebook. What happens is on Thursday mornings at 7 a.m. Central, we meet together and we pray together for 20 to 30 minutes and then we out, right? We put our prayer requests there. I pray for you. We pray for each other. It's a prayer community where one puts 1,000 to flight, two puts 10,000 to flight. There's usually about 1,000 of us on there or more praying at one time from the comfort of your bedroom. Why am I the only one who has to put on mascara for that? Right? Sometimes I don't. Today, I cried it off. I was just weeping, and I was weeping, and I was weeping. I just felt the presence of the Lord so strong. I was so thankful for who He is. I was realizing how much I need to seek Him, because Matthew 6:33, you're going to hear a lot of Bible tonight, so I encourage you to write these scriptures down. You can look them up later, but at least get the scripture verse down. And Matthew 6:33 says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness." And all these things, the loving, the comforting, the housing, the bling bling, the cha-ching, cha-ching, the amazing, all these things shall be added unto you. And man, I get confused about that in the night season. I will remain confident in this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. So I was just bawling my eyes out during Wayplace Drive, and there's this rude person on there. Like, what's with all the fake tears? I know. My flesh, y'all. You see, I talk for a living, in case you didn't know. And I wanted to talk right then. I wanted to tell him, what do you mean with your fake tears? What kind of idiot are you? Do you not have your contacts in? Because And the Lord just welled up in me and said, that's how far away they are from me. And you can either make fun of them, you can get mad at them, or you could pray for them. So if you were on Wake, Pray, Slay this morning, you were there. We just prayed for them. Why? Why did they do that? Why were they being a hater? Why do we get that crabby attitude? Why do we have that resting witch face? I said witch. Why do we get that face? Why do we bristle up our back? Why do we start stomping through the house? Why does our husband put our hand on our shoulder and we do this and all he's wanting to do is give us a hug? Why do the kids say something normal to us and we snap at them? Why is it that somebody comes up and flirts with us and we've been wanting a date and we're like, oh, you're not even good enough for me? Why do we do this? Oh, yeah, I ministered to this section right there when I said that. Felt it. Woo! Felt that head. I will remain confident in this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. You know, the night season seems like things die. You think the relationship's dead. You think the marriage is dead. You think the relationship, somebody's celebrating it. All right. Woo, divorce party. We got this. You think the job is dead. The friendship is dead, the career is dead, the finances are dead, your chance of getting a house are dead, your chance of getting the building are dead. You see, the enemy goes about as a roaring lion. 1 Peter 5:8, write it down. The enemy goes about as a roaring lion, seeking to whom he may devour. But I want to let you know, you do not serve a God who is afraid of dead things. You serve a God who intentionally lets some things die. Come on, somebody. He lets it die so that he can raise it up. If we do it on our own, we take the glory. And he doesn't want the glory in our story. He wants us to tell the glory story on him. That way we have to put it down and say, I never could have done it. But when I think about Jesus and what he's done for me, when I think about Jesus and how he set me free, I want to dance. Woo! But it gets tough to dance when stuff looks dead. Lest a seed fall to the ground and
this is not a fun party message, Pastor Nicole. I came for I Am Woman Nights. There's a DJ. They gave me gummy bears in a champagne glass. I want to drink my gummy bears and chew them the best I can. And you are harsh and my mellow.
Oh, you brought your stressed out, depressed, anxious self in here. You want to leave the way you came?
No.
Or do you want to leave on a whole nother level? I don't just want to talk to you. I don't want you to just leave with inspiration. Inspiration is important, but inspiration without information, you will forget very quickly. So Morgan was talking a minute ago when she prayed. She was talking about this guy named Lazarus. So you see, Lazarus went into a tomb. It talks about in John 11. And Lazarus went into a tomb because he was dead. And he was dead for 4 days. He was dead so long. When Jesus said, hey guys, I want you to roll away the stone so I can get a look at Lazarus. His Lazarus' sister, her name was Martha, she said, oh Jesus, I know you won't do that, and I know you're Jesus and all, and we usually listen to you. By the way, that's how we all pray. But this time, you see, you're just wrong. This is how we all pray. You see, you want me to roll away the stone and all, but hey, Jesus, he stinks. God told me today, there's so many women in this room with stinking thinking. Oh, God can't touch that. It stinks. God can't bring that back. I mean, it's gone. It's so gone. I want to make a joke about being so gone right now, but I don't know a joke about being so gone. Martha didn't believe Jesus could bring Lazarus back. Mary didn't believe Jesus could bring Lazarus back. Jesus' own disciples. So here he is. He's over. He stayed. Like when they said that Lazarus was dead, Jesus didn't go, what? He's going to die? Oh my gosh, I got to go. I got to go. I got to get there before he dies. Oh my gosh, if I get there after he dies, it's over. No. We don't serve a God who gets anxious. We serve a God who sits in the heaven and he laughs. When calamity comes, he's like, it can get so bad they can see no way out and can't see tomorrow. And that's right about the time I can come in and split things right open and I can split a Red Sea. And they've never seen a sea split. And if you did split a sea, it would be muddy and they would get their pretty shoes dirty as they were trying to go across and they would get stuck. But no, if I can split a Red Sea, I can take the mud out and make it dry, pave the thing and make it a 4-lane highway. Does anybody believe that God can exceed your expectations? So when Jesus even talked to his disciples in verse 11, it says, oh, our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep. I got to go awaken him. Jesus is talking to him. And they're like, oh, Lord, if he's just fallen asleep, you're just going to go wake him up. By the way, we're having Love Awakens here this summer. And Jesus was not talking about Lazarus going to sleep. He was talking about him dying. God's not talking about that thing that you're concerned about just going to sleep. God's probably going to let it die. What if God wants to all the way let it go? I mean, not Elsa style. Let it go, let it go, not holding back anymore. No, like, let it go, baby. Let it go. But God, if I let him go, let it go. If it's true love, he'll come back. You can't hold him here with your willpower. But his eye is roving. Let him go. Don't fight like that. We don't war in the flesh. We war in the spirit. So Jesus came and he talked to him and he said, he had to get real plain. He said, Lazarus is dead. And for your sake, I'm glad I wasn't there because now you have another opportunity to see who I am. Why, Jesus? So you learn to trust me. So the disciples didn't get it. Martha didn't get it. Mary didn't get it. You have to have the right friends around you in that night season. You have to know who to call. You have to know who to go to, who's going to go to God on your behalf because you don't know what God's doing. Who's got a Bible? I didn't bring my Bible. Who's got a Bible? Who's got a Bible? You got a Bible? You've got a Bible. Would you come up here? Oh, no, bring the girl. Don't take her Bible. Security. Oh, wait, you are security. No, come up here for a minute. What's your name? Carlos. Carlos Call. Boo, how you doing?
Fine.
You got on a name tag. That means you're on the dream team.
Yeah.
So where do you serve?
Here, Earth City.
Earth City. What department?
Prayer team.
Prayer team. That's why you got your Bible. Great. I just need you to give me $100 out of your Bible. She said, I didn't know you were going to say. What's this?
It's $100.
How do you know it's here?
Because I just looked in there and saw it.
So you brought $100 in your Bible?
No, you had it in the Bible.
No, it was what?
In the Bible.
You had it in your Bible?
Yeah.
You put it in your Bible?
Yeah. No, it was in there. I don't know how it got there.
You don't know how it got there? Was it there when you left the house?
I don't know.
You don't know?
Yeah, I don't know. I was thinking.
Do you keep money in your Bible?
Maybe my husband put it in.
Maybe your husband put it in there?
Yeah. I don't know. It was just in the Bible.
So you just now saw this in the Bible?
Yeah.
But you didn't have it in the Bible today?
Not at work when I took my Bible to work.
No, not at work?
Yeah.
But it's in the Bible?
Yeah.
You know why it was in the Bible?
Why?
Because I had Morgan put it in your Bible. You see, you didn't know this $100 was going to be in your Bible the same way you don't know that God's working on your behalf right now. You see, God's working on your blessing. God's working on your financial miracle. God's working on your relationship. God's working on your healing. God's working on your children. God's working on the scholarship. God's working on the promotion. God's working on your back straightening up right now. God's working on the cramps going away. God's working on that stress melting off. God's working on your sleeping good. God's working on your behalf right now. You don't even know. You're just going to open something up, and the blessing's going to be sitting right there. That's yours. That's yours. Well, don't leave your Bible. Everybody, she said, Morgan just said, everybody's checking their Bibles. You see, God has hidden treasures for you. He's got hidden treasures in his house. He's got hidden treasures among God's people. He's got hidden treasures in your circle of friends. And what the enemy is trying to do is he's trying to unhook you from those people. You see, because we said in 1 Peter 5:8 that the enemy goes about as a roaring lion. Do you know who the enemy devours, or who the lion devours? He doesn't go after the herd. Have you ever noticed when you go to church and you're in church, you feel better? But then you go home and you go to bed in the middle of the night, and that's when the enemy starts telling you, you're never going to make it. How are you going to sleep? It's already 2:30 in the morning. If you go to sleep now, you're only going to get 4 hours of sleep. But if you don't go to sleep now, it's going to be even less than that. Oh man, 5 more minutes has passed. Now I'm going to get 3 hours and 55 minutes of sleep. Anybody ever been there? Why does the enemy come then? Because you're alone. Society will lie to you and tell you that FaceTime is social. But FaceTime is not social. FaceTime is actually a device. FaceTime is not social. FaceTime is separating you from actual FaceTime. It's trying to separate us from the herd. The enemy wants us to feel connected when we're not connected, so that he can keep you in your night season. You see, the night season, the length of it is very dependent upon us. You see, in John 12, he said, let me make this clear. God doesn't want us to be confused. Jesus doesn't want us to be confused. He says, a single grain of wheat will never be more. Who wants more? Say me.
Me.
Say now, God.
Now, God.
Say quick work.
Quick work.
Who wants a quick work?
Quick work?
A single grain of wheat will never be more than a single grain of wheat. Well, I don't like this scripture so far. Unless, okay, my ears are perking up. Does anybody have like random thoughts as you're reading the Bible?
Yes.
So, unless it drops to the ground and dies. Well, I'm not interested, Jesus, get thee behind me, Satan, close Bible, walk away. But don't give up on God. Because then it sprouts and produces a great harvest of wheat. Morgan, would you guys come up here and help me? You see, I love that scripture because if you go to the original translation, it says, when it goes to the ground and dies, that word is mita, and it is M-Y-T-A. Mita. It goes to the ground and it mitas. When you have a seed, it goes to the ground and it gets in the dark. You see, the problem with a seed is when it goes to the ground and it gets in the dark. And the dark is this really weird time. If you think about where a seed goes when it gets buried, when a seed gets buried, it gets crushed, right? It starts getting tight. It can't move very good. And when it gets dark, you can't see. So in order for a seed to produce, it must go to a dark place. It must go to a tight place. It must feel like it's being crushed. It ends up there alone, and it can't get out by itself. My husband always told me I was a crazy woman. They finally put me in a straitjacket. A lot of you right now are somewhere tight. My money's tight. I mean, things are really, when my relationship's tight, I mean, we just can't move without one of us getting mad. I mean, my relationship with my kids, I'm trying, but I mean, I can't seem to do anything right, or they can't seem to do anything right. It's one or the other, one day or the next. I can't seem to do anything right at work. Every turn I make, every move I make, everywhere I move, it just doesn't seem, nothing's moving and nobody will help me. I'm just sitting here asking for help. I'm pleading for help. I'm writing for help on Facebook. I'm asking for help on Instagram. I just need some help. Help, help. I'm under here by myself, but nobody will listen. Does anybody know what I'm talking about?
Ugh, that hurts. Stop it. Leave me alone. Stop it. Leave me alone. Leave me alone.
Isn't that how we act when we're tight? Leave me alone. I've been places like that in my life. Yeah, you got the wayward child, the broken friendship, the betrayal, the cold marriage, the loneliness, the unexpected diagnosis, the anxiety, the being overwhelmed, the layoff. The bankruptcy, the foreclosure, the breakup that you did not see coming. It's tight. Unless a seed falls to the ground and dies. I don't like dying. I don't like dark. I don't like alone. I've been alone. I was bullied in junior high and alone. I ended up having to run away from my life with my ex-husband. I ended up alone. I've had enough of alone. Anybody else done with that part of their life? Yeah. His anger is but for a moment. Weeping may endure for a night. But joy comes in the morning. You see, we talked about that word die, M-Y-T-A, mita. But isn't it interesting that a seed must fall to the ground in mita, but then it will sprout roots and it will M-Y-A-T-A, it will mita. It will produce. The difference between death and production is one letter. It's one tiny thing. It's one tiny click. It's one tiny moment. It's one tiny step of obedience. It's one tiny step of letting God. But the germination time of a seed is not as fast as any of us want it to be. Like all of us, we get in the tight spot and we're like, okay, God, I'm here. Deliver me. Oh no, y'all are women. That's not where you stop. You're like, God, here I am. I am stuck. I need you to deliver me. And so here's how you're going to do it. What you're going to do is you're going to go to my boss and you're going to tell him I need Friday off, but he's going to tell me I can have it with pay. And then I can go to my sister's house. And when I go to my sister's house, she's going to loan me the money that I need. I'm going to bring it home. And with him paying me and the money, I can pay the rent. Once I pay the rent, Bubba and them's going to be happy. Once Bubba and them's happy, I'm going to get kissed. He's going to make me feel loved. The marriage is going to come back together and it's all going to be okay. God, tell my boss to let me off work. In Jesus' name, amen. And then we go to work. And our boss doesn't let us off. And we are aggravated. I tell you what, that boss of mine just needs to get saved and hear from God. I prayed, I asked him, I have the time in my bank. I mean, I know I didn't ask ahead of time till I got to work today and all that. So offended. Can you believe that he did that to me? I know he's just like that, isn't he? I know he's like that all the time. You hate that boss, don't you? Oh yeah, I hate that boss too. I tell you what, I would, she said, you're my boss. We're talking about some oblivious weird boy that doesn't exist. Obviously not us. But don't we hate him? Isn't he awful? Ugly. And shouldn't he use a nose trimmer? And ear? I know, totally, right? And I think he has gas after lunch. Have you ever been in there when you walk in his office after lunch? It is horrible. Here we go. We slice and dice, and the people at the office, they just help us. Did you know that you are the product of the five people you spend the most time with? So let me ask you a question. Are you around the people that God chose for you to be around? I'll take that as a no. Or are you around the people that you chose to be around? Because honestly, we need to get around some people. When you get around the right people, when you get into a connect group, when you get into a circle of friends, I know we have this thing coming up called Connect Nights. These Connect Nights, because we don't have Connect Groups starting until April, so we've got Connect Nights. Connect Nights are totally non-committal. It's like speed dating for girls. You can speed date for new friends. Like one night we're going to the movies, one night we're going to dinner in one part of town, one night we're going to the church and having coffee, another night we're having a game night, another night we're just doing all these random one nights where you can just show up and meet some new people. Because if you aren't where you want to be in life, I need you to look at the people that you have around you. Because once you have the right people around you, once you have the right circle of friends. So David went on this hunting trip. And my husband does not hunt. Oh, but he went to Nordstrom Rack and bought all the hunting gear. He looks so good on this hunting trip. Right? But it was the right people. Everybody say the right people. The right people went on the hunting trip, the right people to speak into his life, the right people he knew he was supposed to speak into their life. It was the right people. So if the right people, get this, are doing the thing you don't want to do, sometimes you got to do what you don't want to do to be with the people that you're supposed to be with. Because you can't unlock your future by yourself. I am trying, and I'm sweating in here, just for the record. So David went on this hunting trip. Oh, quit pulling on me. Why? The wrong people will bug you. You ever have people pulling on you? Suffocating you? Choking you? She said, it's called being a mom. You don't even have kids. So David goes on this hunting trip, and while he's on this hunting trip, day one, everybody's nice, everybody's cordial, everybody's telling jokes, everybody's having fun. But honestly, they would probably text a few times and then lose touch. They're on the hunting trip day two, and they start to get real, and they start to ask a little deeper questions, and things really start to happen. They would probably text and maybe call a couple times, then probably lose touch. But then, day three, they're sitting by the campfire at the end of the third night, which I'm just pleased none of them shot each other. And they started talking about the problems that they'd had growing up. And a guy he could not believe it was telling David's story about a family member, and it was exactly David's story. And David said, I thought I was the only pastor with that story. The other guy said, I thought I was the only pastor with that story. And suddenly, now instead of talking about the weather, fun jokes, what they've seen on Instagram, how many kids they had, they started talking about some real things. You have to be around people more than one, two, three times in a row to start taking off your mask and getting authentic. You have to confess your faults to one another. And until we confess our faults to one another, we can't heal. Don't let my bum hang out. That's it. I need out of here. I need help from my friends. Are you guys going to really be my friends? Because I cannot get out of here by myself, and I'm tired of being bound up. You have to get the right people around you, and until you get the right people around you, you're never getting out of this thing on your own. And it is wrapped tight, but I can't make it happen. And a butterfly has to struggle to get out of the cocoon. But if the butterfly doesn't struggle to get out of the cocoon, all the fluid stays in the caterpillar body. And if all the fluid stays in the caterpillar body, it just stays a caterpillar its whole life. And you can be a caterpillar if you want to, but I'm not ready to be a caterpillar, baby. I'm ready to spread my wings, and I am ready to fly away. Come on, somebody. And so on the inside of you is a princess. On the inside of you is a queen. On the inside of you is royalty. On the inside of you is something fine. On the outside of me is my date dress that I decided to share with y'all tonight. But I'm telling you right now, there is some fine things, fine opportunities, fine blessings, fine healings, fine promotions, fine money. There's some fine men, some fine babies, some fine living, some fine houses, some fine businesses, all up on the inside of you. But y'all couldn't see it, could you? You couldn't see that. I only saw it because I planned it, but how many times in life have we been there and we couldn't see it? But we all need four crazy friends. Turn to your neighbor and ask him, are you one of my crazy friends? Are you one of my crazy friends? Because I don't know if you're my crazy friend. I need some crazy friends up here. Heidi didn't know what was happening. She just knew I said that Morgan told her, hey, Pastor Nicole's going to ask you to take her clothes off on stage. You need people that trust you, that are going to be there for you, and they're going to be there in the hard times. So if you go with me to Mark 2, you find out a guy, he couldn't walk. I was in that thing. I could not walk. I could not get around. And Jesus was there, and he was ready to heal. That's why if you didn't bring a friend tonight.
Well, it's already full. They're standing around the back wall. They've used every chair in the building. People are sitting two to a seat. What do you want more people in this room for?
I don't want more people in the room. I want more people delivered, saved, set free, rising up, taking their rightful place in Christ Jesus. How do you fill a full building? I don't care what we do. I just care that we touch people. I hope they cut a hole in the roof. Because that's what happened. This guy couldn't move. They heard Jesus was there. So they tried to get in. It was like me trying to get in the parking lot. I'll never be 5 minutes late again. Y'all are crazy when you're trying to get a parking spot. You're parking up the street. You're not letting me by. I don't know who it was that gave me the finger, but I love you anyway. Oh, I made that up. But his four friends, if he didn't have the right friends, he would have never got his healing. And so these four crazy friends looked around, and man's like, man, I can't get in our city. This place is just jam-packed. I can't even get in the parking lot. I guess we're going home. You ain't getting your healing tonight, but let's just go to Denny's. That's what people do. The addiction is that close to being set free, but sometimes it just looks like too much trouble. Oh, that connect group meets across town, and I mean, wake, pray, slay. It's at 7 a.m. I don't have to get up to 7:30. And the circle of friends, I mean, I don't know. That sounds like a commitment, and I don't know if I'm ready for the big C word yet. Oh, no. There's this one lady. She got into the circle of friends, and she emailed, and she said, oh, I got opted into the circle of friends, and I prefer to opt out of that. So they sent her an email, said, hey, sure, no problem, no worries. What's a circle of friends? When you get the free, you should have gotten a thing on your seat. And there should be a thing on the bottom of your screen on how to get a free book. So I just had my new book. It's not even out yet, for real. It's actually still at the printer. I'm going to be honest with you. This is a lie. This is actually, hi God, it's me again. We just made a fake jacket to put on it. And I cut out a page from a computer and put it in it because I don't even have a copy yet. because they are literally still on the printer. But when you go to get the free book of Hi God, One More Thing, you get to be put in the circle of friends, and they're like, oh, I want to opt out of the circle of friends. And while they're in it, before they had a chance to opt them out, she went and watched the coaching session that I do once a month. I did a coaching session this month on having mountain moving faith and what to do when you have a problem. And I spent 1 hour showing you step by step how to pray and how to get out of the problem. And so she watched that real quick, and then she emailed him right back, and she said, wait a minute, I just watched that coaching call. I really need this. Don't opt me out. Don't opt me out. Put me back in. Why? Because you need the right people around you to show you and help you get out of these tight places. So this guy is there, and his friends, they come in. They don't care about the crowd. They don't care about the traffic. They don't care that they got to park 2 blocks away. They don't care that they got to park on the street. They don't care that they're in their heels and their toes are going to hurt as they're walking up to the building and they didn't plan on all this. They don't care that they can't get in the door, and they don't care that they can't get in a seat. When they're taken with all these things, they said, fine, Bubba, grab a Sawzall. We're getting up on the roof. This is when you are glad they are from Jefferson County. Jefferson County represent. All right. St. Charles County represent. St. Louis County represent. St. Louis City represent. Who am I forgetting? Franklin County represent. Illinois represent. If you're not in Missouri or Illinois, represent. So they came from far away, they got up in a roof, Bubba and them cut a hole in the roof, and they lower him down. And he's able to get his healing. You see, write this down. Your friends are not called to be like you. When you get into your circle of friends, when you get into your connect group, when you go to the connect nights, don't look around and go, nobody looks like me, I'm out. No, they're not called to be like you, they're called to compliment you. They're not called to compete with you. If you and your friends are just alike, you're going to end up competing with one another. You're going to end up butting heads. You're going to try and see who's best. Well, I can play the best Monopoly. Well, I can play the best Parcheesi. Well, I can be the best mom. Well, I can be the best worker. Well, I can be the best sister. I can be. No, they're not called to compete with you. They're called to complete you. You see? Can y'all clap with me? Let's see if white people can keep a beat. People with rhythm, please help them. If I tried to walk on just my right leg, they know y'all need help. I'm not going to get very far because I'm not called to walk on just my right leg. I need a second. Now, I can get somewhere when I got a second. But what if they just had a right leg? We'd go half the speed. We wouldn't get what we needed. No, they've got to be different than you. They've got to have different talents than you. They've got to like different things than you. You need somebody different than you to complete who you are so you can take some ground. And then life like this can still get a little bit boring. And when I was in elementary school, they taught me about this thing called syncopation. And that was, you had rhythm, but then you allowed somebody else to do their own thing. Syncopa-ta-ta. 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 Cinco, pata, ta. 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 My daughter's gonna kill me. Should I running man? No! Not in these shoes. But that's when it gets interesting. When we let people be who they are, they bring a flavor. Everybody say a flavor. And it's that flavor that can save your life. Because when you have a friend who knows what to do when it's tight, everybody say, when it's tight.
When it's tight.
We're just about ready to wrap up. I want to read this to you real quick. It's from the new book. It's not in the old book. It's a new page. I just glued it in there. But I wanted you to know what was in here. And this one says, it's so tight. It says, hi, God, one more thing. How to talk to God about the tough stuff. Like this dress being too tight to be wearing in public without a jacket. That's tough. Even my Spanx. I should have wore two pair. Thought they were my friend. Says, it's so tight. Hi, God, I feel like I'm inching along one step at a time. They're not even big steps. There's no running, no leaps, no bound. Just inch, stop, inch, stop, inch, stop, inch, stop. Does anybody feel like they're in that place in life right now? Sometimes it seems like I'm the only one still down here crawling around. How did everybody else get way up there? And then it seems to get worse. I get all wrapped up in trying to make things happen. Anybody else try to make things happen when God delays? You're like, hey, God, I got this gap. Don't worry about it. Money gets tight. Time gets even tighter. I begin to feel like there's nowhere to turn. I begin to feel like I'm getting wrapped in that thing that was around Pastor Nicole. The more I struggle, the more constricted I feel. It's like I'm all wrapped up and I can't move. And then it all goes dark. But then there's something on the inside. Like something I didn't even know existed within me has suddenly come to life. This life, it brings a will to fight, to believe, to break out of this mess. And as I become willing to gnaw away at anger, at hurt, at bitterness that have brought me here, I sense something is changing. Then I wish someone from the outside would help. I know I got myself into this, God, but can't anybody see me trying to get out? But no one comes to help. It's just me and this life inside me working our way out. I'm too busy working my way out to notice that this fight is actually giving me strength. What is this strength? Where did it come from? Oh, it's you, God. Then almost unexpectedly, freedom comes. And not only freedom, but wings to fly. The chains that were meant to bind me are gone, and you use them as a cocoon to help me gain the strength to fly. I didn't know I was a caterpillar. I didn't realize you were using my apparent bondage as a cocoon. I couldn't see all that you had planned to me. But right now, this I know, your plans for me include wings to fly to places higher than I have ever imagined. You are with me in the dark places, and you need never leave me out there. Come on, butterfly. It is time to fly. This is what it looks like to begin surrounding yourself with the right people. I see tears. I see tissues. I see smiles. I see hugs. I see some people already praying. I see community. I see a devil who is confused. I see a God who is proud. And now, can we all pray together? Father God, in the name of Jesus, I release the Holy Spirit of God in this place. God, only you can do the miraculous. I can't drum it up. The band can't make a feeling come in the room. We can't just talk each other out of it. A self-help book can't guide us out of it. God, only you can do the miraculous. God, forgive us for not hearing you. Forgive us for not obeying you. Forgive us for overlooking for you. Forgive us for being distracted from you. God, forgive us. And right now we focus our eyes, our hearts, and our mind on you. God, right now I ask you to speak. God, speak words of direction. Speak words of correction. Speak words of revelation. Speak words of wisdom. Speak, Lord, for your servants listen. God, you meet us where we are, but you are so faithful to never leave us here. Father God, right now I decree and declare the promises of God over your women. You said when you looked down on us, you said, no, that is my daughter. She is not a servant. She is not a slave. She's not been cast off and she has not been forgotten. What has happened to her in the world is the curse of the world. But I am the mighty God of the universe. And I look down and I see my child. And I rebuke the devourer for her sake. And I say, enemy, let go of my kids. Return to hell from whence you came. I declare the power of God. I declare the forgiveness of God. I declare the courage of God. I declare the confidence of God to cast off depression, cast off anxiety, cast off lack of self-confidence, cast off being overwhelmed, cast off pornography, to cast off lack, to cast off being forgotten, to cast off loneliness, to cast off blood clots, to cast off cancer, and to bring us strength, power and might. In the mighty name of Jesus we pray, and all God's children said, amen. Go ahead and worship.
Thanks for joining us on our podcast today. We certainly hope it spoke to you in the same way it was speaking to us. If you enjoyed this message today, there's a few things I like to encourage you to do. First of all, subscribing to it. It's really easy to get these Faith Church sermons sent straight to your phone with a notification as soon as they're ready. I mean, you want that, right? Secondly, by sharing with a friend on social media, just like you might share a sale or some great restaurant, we're looking for you to share it with your friends. You never know in your network of friends who really needs this message today. And lastly, before you go, if you'll rate and review this on iTunes, it'll really help us expand our reach, help more people globally. Each time there's a positive rating, this really helps push us in front of more people. So that's what I want you to do. And if you live in the St. Louis area or West Palm Beach, come out and see us at our physical locations. If you don't, make sure you tune in to our church online. It's a real campus at faithchurch.com.